This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that today is going to be a really good day for you. If you went to Sunday school as a child, I'm fairly sure you'd remember the story of a man named Jonah and a big fish. Now, this is a remarkable story from the Old Testament about Jonah, a prophet, man of God, who fell overboard, was swallowed by a fish, possibly a whale. Now, some people rubbish this story, others believe it to be true. One day, a little girl who was telling her school teacher about Jonah being swallowed by a big fish, and this teacher said, look, you know, it's physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human being because even though a whale is a very large mammal, its throat's very small. Well, this little girl wasn't going to be put off. He said, a whale cannot swallow a human. It's impossible. Little girl said, well, when I get to heaven, I'll ask Jonah. And the teacher asked, well, what if Jonah went to hell? And she said, well, you can ask him. Well, years ago, the evangelists would travel around their area of preaching with a large fish skeleton on the back of a truck to prove that this fish was big enough to swallow a person. So there's been lots of stories and articles written about this remarkable story about a fish that could literally swallow this preacher, Jonah. Well, I'm not going to go into that so much as to say that this is more than just a fish story. It's different from probably any other prophetic writings we have in the Old Testament. Now, I believe it's a true story about this preacher named Jonah, a tremendous lesson. And the lesson's a very simple one. The lesson out of the story of Jonah is that you can't run away from God. In fact, there's a book in the Old Testament, the book of Jonah, and it says in the very first verse that one day the Lord told Jonah to go to the great city of Nineveh and say to the people, the Lord has seen your terrible sins, you are doomed. Well, what a greeting, what a message. Noah was being sent to Nineveh, this capital of the Assyrian Empire, and it was a great city, but it was a particularly nasty place. It was about 100 kilometres in circumference and about 120,000 people, but it was the place you really wouldn't want to be, a place of violence and cruelty and murder, witchcraft, prostitution. And so here was God giving Jonah a big order. Go and preach to this city of Nineveh and bring it back to me. Well, this was just a tall order indeed. Well, instead, we read that Jonah ran from the Lord. He went for his life. He went to the seaport of Joppa and bought a ticket on a ship that was going to Spain. And he got on this ship and sailed away to escape. So in effect, what happens here is that he runs away from God. Maybe he was just so frightened, as we say, freaked out by all that was going to come to him, that he just couldn't face it. It didn't matter really why Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. Just the truth is that, no, he said, I just went in the opposite direction. So Nineveh, which is modern-day Iraq, is northeast. So what does Jonah do? He heads southwest towards what we call Spain today. So it was quite a long way away, but he wanted to avoid the responsibility. And actually, who could blame him? He was in fear of his life. In fact, he was thrown overboard, and that's a story in itself. He survived in the belly of a large fish, and he was vomited out into dry ground. Now, it is a remarkable story, an unbelievable story. But again, I'd say that in a simple term, it says we can't escape God's love. If God wants you to do something, you need to follow it. There's a storm coming, you know, panic, and he was thrown overboard because the sailors were in fear of their lives. They'd prayed to their gods, and they thought that Jonah, by getting rid of Jonah, that everything would be all right. You remember Tony Bullimore in the Southern Ocean surviving days in freezing cold water? Remember Stuart Diver? Here were people who survived unbelievable odds. Well, so did Jonah, and in many ways he hit rock bottom. So have you ever felt like that? Have you ever been swallowed up, as it were, by your own situation, thinking that your world was going to come to an end? Well, do what Jonah did, not run away, but cry out to God and ask for God's help. And it was an amazing story there. Have a read for it yourself. Well, Heavenly Father, we understand your love, but we can't really grapple the magnitude of your love for us. Thank you for Jesus, and thank you that we can't run away really from you. Amen.